You never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rion on Jacaranda FM.
If you follow this guy on Instagram, there's some things there that you'll see that'll shock and surprise and thrill you. Because everyone on Instagram, and Jackie actually told me about him, about this weird bond that he's got with animals. It's weird to us because we don't understand it. Hugging giraffes and the foot massages that he gives to lions and the hyenas he hangs with. Alles daar by die Lion Park, né? Near Joburg. And his name is Stephen Chandor. Nice to meet you.
Thank you very much for having me in the studio.
Heaven's sake, man. Let me see what people are saying about this. Before I get to that, is this a good idea? People keep on telling us that you shouldn't be hugging lions. Why? You shouldn't be doing this, Chandor. It's not good for you. It's dangerous enough, someone said it. You said it.
Yeah.
I have good life insurance. So far, so good.
Someone actually gave you life insurance. I'm very impressed.
No, this is our family. It's, I call them my fur family. We have a bond. It's not something that's happened overnight. It's something that's, it's taken years and years, and it's not a 9-to-5 job. It's something you really dedicate your life to. So it's around the clock thing.
And, okay, but yeah. We shouldn't be hugging lions, should we?
I don't suggest the general person should be jumping out their car, heading over to a lion. No, probably not the best idea.
Why are you hugging lions, Chandor? Why?
George, the lion that you guys are seeing on Instagram, he's a lion that I've been with since he was small. We've worked together for a very long time. And lions are one of the only social cats. So, you know, being with him for so long that when we jump out there, the first thing they do is run over, give you a big hug, and those are the special moments.
Can I just say something? I have a Maine Coon cat, which is basically the same thing. And the other day, it opened my nose with its one nail and then did it again a month later. This is a cat, domestic cat. So this can happen. Have they tried to kill you before, the lions?
This is my 13th year. So far, so good. I think a lot of people that work with these animals, I think, tend to forget that at the end of the day, it's a wild animal.
Yeah.
It's something you always have to be aware of. It's something you always have to be very careful of. So you do have to consider that and kind of keep it in the back of your mind at the end of the day.
So now we were talking about survival tips just now, surviving in South Africa. I'll tell you how I handled the cat now, Max. But Acton, when I pick him up, I take my one arm and I keep his front paws the hell away from my face. So that's the way I carry him. I use my arm and I push his front paws down. And look at me, I'm still beautiful. And in your case, what do you do to make sure you survive?
I think in my situation, the cat's a little bit heavier. These guys get up to about 250 kilograms, so I don't think holding them down is going to be, it's going to work too well for you. But
There must be a trick. There must be like something you do to keep yourself safe.
It's really just about knowing the animals. You know, at the end of the day, it's not just a lion. All of these animals are different and they have individual personalities. And it's really just getting to know the animals. They are the first ones to tell you when they're not happy.
How would you do that?
It's really just understanding the body language. Something that we do is we don't actually walk up to our animals. Whenever you visit the lion in Safari Park, if you happen to see myself or any of the other trainers interacting with them, you'll always see us letting the animals come to us. It's a way for them to, you know, keep their distance if they're not in a good mood, and it keeps them safe and us safe.
Is the same with a cat? You see it in the tail. What does a lion do to show it's not happy?
So the tail is it's a bit of a weird thing. Lions in the wild, often you can tell by the tail if they're going to rush at you. Our lions, it's often just a swat away flies. It's actually quite a hazard. The tail's like a fist. So that's probably the most serious injury we get is when that tail actually knocks us in the face.
Oh, heavens. Okay, so the tail will give you no indication.
Not in our case, no.
I still don't know how to handle
a
lion.
So in your case, how do you know, though, that this lion isn't happy? Like, what is the physical signs?
You can generally see it in the body language. So you'll see when they're walking to the body, if they're not happy. Generally, if they're not happy, they will actually just stay there. They don't come over to you. But you can actually see in the body language. The body's all stiffened, the head's turned. They'll give you a snarl if they're not feeling it, usually when it's really hot. So you have to be aware of them and just know
Shandor,
that.
Shandor, I still don't think is a good idea. Yeah. It's entertaining though.
I just wanted to know then, like, you know, because you said they give you a hug. So how do you know when it's like a death charge, and how do you know when he's coming to give you a hug? Because, I mean, he could change his mind.
If you don't make it out, you know it wasn't a good charge.
Yeah, that's basically how you know. Right, right.
The Scenic Drive with Rion. Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. Weekdays, 4 to 7 p.m.